Blackhawks' great Northwestern swing continues with a storm in Vancouver tonight in one last battle with the Canucks, who after a coaching change have been a winning hockey club. For the Hawks to avoid a season sweep and take a victory out of Van City, they're definitely going to need to be ready to work. And we're underway here in Vancouver along the near boards in the Canuck zone. Dickinson was checked but put the puck down to the corner. This deflects away to Hirose, left point. Sends it down behind the net. Way it goes, right wing corner. Long shot now from a line. They score. This is Kuzmenko off the setup from Pettersson from the right wing boards. Looked like Alex Stalock was screened on the goal. It's Vancouver's first goal of the game. They lead 1-0.
It was a fast-paced period. There wasn't a lot of face-offs. There was a lot of physicality. Hits were 15-14 in favor of Vancouver. I thought the Blackhawks really came out and played a solid 20 minutes of what they needed to do. They created some really good opportunities. If you look at the shot attempts that I was talking about with John, they ended up being 19-12. That's a little bit more of a better indication than just the shots on goal, 11-8 in favor of the Hawks. So I thought they were physical. I thought they created opportunities. Their power play generated 4 shots. They had some really good looks. Thatcher Demko, in my mind, was the difference in that period.
Here's Hughes back into the Hawks zone. High slot area. Tried to force a pass. This was picked off by the Hawks, and England turned it over in the slot. Beauvillier from the right circle fires. Oh, and Stalock went down on his back and put his pads up in the air like his heels were pointing to the ceiling of the arena, and he made that save. I wouldn't call it a two-pad stack. Kind of an odd save, but Stalock got it done.
Kind of a save. There's no technique to that.
Actually, when we look at it again, Troy, it was a two-pad stack by Alex Stalock.
It was two-pad, one half. I don't know what it was. Jimmy Waitz has got to be shaking his head on that one, going, "Well, I didn't teach him that." That is just a spectacular reaction save from Stalock.
Sneaking in with the puck and carrying behind the net. This Krassoff put it out to Garland, top of the right circle. Fired a shot, and that hit Kara in the foot. And Krassoff got it back and fires for the left circle. He scores. This one looked like it deflected off of either Seth Jones or maybe Garland of the Canucks. But right now, Krassoff is going through the fist bump line first. Tyler Johnson near the right point. Put it down to the right wing corner. Reichel sent it in front for Taves. Knocked off his stick. Miller clears it off the boards and down. This goes right into the empty Hawks net. He scores. Icing on the cake for the Canucks. Miller scoring into an empty Hawk net with 24 seconds left in the third. It's now 3-0 Vancouver. 12 seconds left. At center ice, Reese Johnson tried to get to a puck. Checks bare just for the fun of it. 2 seconds left in the game. Kara crossing the Canuck line. Leaves it for Bork in the circle. He was pushed off the puck and drives to set it down. There's the horn. This season, the Blackhawks have been shut out, this time by the Canucks. A 3-0 final score.